Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're trying to get a feel for how people spend their day at work. So if you would you walk us through a typical day for you?
It's Mike Shope.
Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
Yeah, I just stare at my desk, but it looks like I'm working. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
And the Bulldog.
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I tell you what, the Broncos should let the legal process determine their quarterback. That's what the Broncos should do. Since they're already letting the legal process play out with Von Miller, they should just leave the decision of who their quarterback is to the legal process. I thought that's where that was going.
What do you suppose the courts would decide?
That's what I was going to.
The quarterback situation.
That's what I was going to ask. I think, is it a jury trial or is it a hearing or what here? I mean, because with a judge, it could just end up, it could be anything. You just don't know.
It depends on the judge you get. Yeah.
Depends on the judge.
Yeah.
If it's a jury, I feel like, well, is this 51% or 100%? What is the burden of proof? Making this way too complicated. I think they'd have a new quarterback. I think if you let a group of people decide what they should do, I think there would be someone new there. Don't you?
I think that there are probably people who would look at Drew Lock and say something along the lines of, it took Josh Allen until his third year to take a significant step, so let's not be hasty. I think some people might say that.
Yeah, maybe. It'd be like 12 angry men, and the other people would be in there just trying to convince them, come on, though. Come on.
Right.
Who do you want to watch?
Showing you throws. Like, look at this. Look at this. Look at this.
Know your history. Peyton Manning just showed up. We won. Well, fascinating concept. Jury trials determining who your quarterback should be. I have an actual football question. Not any of that silliness.
Okay.
So, today, Ben Roethlisberger restructured. And the Steelers announced he's back. So, that's Sal in our pool. Cross off Pittsburgh, right? Cross them off.
Okay. Yep, they're done.
They're not having a new quarterback. They're staying with Roethlisberger. No points for Sal.
I forgot. Were we counting injuries or no?
I don't think we're counting injuries.
I thought I remembered we weren't, but I didn't remember.
It goes to a jury trial. That's what happens. Well,
like if something were to happen to Roethlisberger, Sal would not get credit for Haskins. I think the plan is for Roethlisberger to be their quarterback.
Yeah, Haskins, right, or Rudolph.
Now, if Roethlisberger were healthy and somehow Haskins beat him out for the job, then I think we might need to have a jury trial.
But I do think there could be variance on the injury. What if he were in a motorcycle accident, like right now, and the Steelers knew they were not going to have him? It doesn't have to be a motorcycle accident, Joe. But he were injured right now, and the Steelers knew that. He was out for the year. Then they went and got somebody else. Sal would have to get the points for that.
Yes.
I think. If they went and traded for Darnold because they lost Roethlisberger.
Oh, Sure.
Then, yeah. But if it's right. Haskins or Rudolph, maybe it shouldn't count. I don't know. I don't know right now.
Okay. We'll Did you say motorcycle accident because Ben Roethlisberger had a motorcycle accident
yes.
earlier in his career?
Yes. Okay. Yes, just because like that happened to him, actually. Right? You remember that?
Yes. Yes, of course I do. Yeah, he wasn't wearing a helmet, and I think he went over the handlebars of a sport motorcycle. Yes.
Remember where we were that day?
Oh, wow.
I think I do. I don't know if it was that day. It was probably that day.
Oh, I'm usually good,
good
at
one.
This, but I don't. I do not have this one. I don't remember this.
Fort Erie Racetrack.
Okay. All Out, right.
Outside in front of yep. Fort Erie Racetrack.
Yep.
For that right. day.
All right,
so
right.
not that anybody cares, but Sal may still somehow end up getting points there, but it looks like he won't. So, okay, fine. Steelers won their division. Their quarterback returns. He's thrown for 60,000 yards and won two Super Bowls, by the way. It's not nothing. It's not a non-story. And they're on the Bills' schedule, all of it, Pittsburgh. It's a relevant team in our world, mm-hmm. Pittsburgh. So if you rank the AFC teams right now, the Chiefs are one. They won the conference. They beat the Bills head-to-head twice. Like, the Chiefs are one. There's no argument mm-hmm. for anybody else, right?
No.
I don't think there is. I don't think anybody else can be one.
No.
Chiefs
I agree
are one.
With that.
Do the Bills have to be two? They beat Baltimore. They had the next yes. best record. They were the two seed. Maybe in the same way, the Bills have to be two.
I think so.
Okay, who's three?
Yeah.
Who's three? How many teams could be three?
Cleveland, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Indianapolis. I think all,
all right.
Could all lay claim to three.
All right. Five teams could be three.
Yeah.
And that's it? I think that's it. And that's probably yeah. the list, isn't it?
Who should? I think so, yeah. I don't think Miami won 10 games, but you know they're not, you know, the quarterback's not arrived yet. He might, and you know, then but they haven't. You know, Indy is maybe the you know shakiest of those five, only because they traded for a quarterback who's been, you know, really bad for a couple of years in a row. And so, you know, there could be a drop from what they had last year, but they've got a nice team and a nice roster and lots of cap room. And I, you know, I feel like that's a credible organization right now. But if I were to try to pare it down further, I think because of the quarterback change, they might be the one of those that doesn't deserve to be there.
Who deserves to be three? Who should be three?
I think it's Baltimore or Pittsburgh. Like one of those two of that group, I think. Pittsburgh has the case of that, like they're like Kansas City and Buffalo, like they were there. They were the three, and you know there'll be some changes, but they're keeping their quarterback, and I happen to approve of that message as a Bills fan looking at the conference, because I think that there are limits on Roethlisberger. But, you know, you don't know what they would have done instead. I mean, if they were going to go with one of their young guys, they probably would be worse than they even were or are going to be with Roethlisberger. So I think they have a claim for it. I don't think they're a real threat because of how Roethlisberger played last year, but next year's a new year, and maybe they convince him to do things that are a little more outside of his comfort zone. But I think they and Baltimore would be my picks for like the most credible three of the group.
But there's a good argument for it's upside down. Sorry for the way I'm going to word this. Is a good argument for either to not be the third choice. You know, right?
Sure.
I mean, there are the other teams you listed might be the argument might be just as good. Roethlisberger, so it was Washington yesterday we were talking about, and trying to figure out, and I really love these conversations every time. Every team we talk about with quarterback where it's, you just don't know what they're going to do, trying to figure out what we think or I think they should do, I really enjoy that. I think it's a fun effort. And so the Steelers, their season went off a cliff after about 9 games. The Pittsburgh-Dallas game was on NFL Network the other night, and I think that was Week 10. And Dallas had Gilbert, I think, was their quarterback that day. It wasn't even Dalton. And they almost won. It was right down to the last play. But yeah. Pittsburgh won the game. And they stayed undefeated with that win, but they looked terrible. And so, like, from then on, they were pretty bad. All the way to the playoffs where they just get blown out at home by the Browns. So that's a really bad second half. Roethlisberger is a part of that failure. And it seemed most of the expectations there this offseason were that they would move on. The one time we had Sal on and I brought up the Steelers, I said, Sal, I would bet right now, I'm gullible, right? This is when I say that. I would bet right now the Steelers replace him. And I don't know if Sal agreed, but I'm like, I would bet that. And of course, I would have lost. So the Steelers may, all I'm saying here is they may have wanted somebody else, but couldn't find their way to somebody else. Because right. Who was that going to be? And this is why I bring up Washington from yesterday. Well, it's not the perfect comparison. Who was it going to be? What was plan B for Pittsburgh? Was it Dwayne Haskins? I mean, I think they signed him just hoping. Was it Mason Rudolph? I mean, that's not better. And then after that, they're not on Russell Wilson's list. I know you don't have any respect for the list. You told us that yesterday. You don't care about his list.
The hell with the list.
The hell with the list. He could go, just like J.J. Watt had a list.
Right.
And Arizona was, that's what you said. That's a good point.
Right. Yep.
What was plan B for the Steelers? Although, what would they have wanted to do instead?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. They could have, I guess they could have been Darnold. They could have tried that for a year. And, you know, if it doesn't go well, then you address it, you know, in 2022, you know, in the draft or the offseason or, you know, however you see fit. But like that, because that's not, you know, they don't have the draft capital, I don't think. It's just like high picks and all that to get in on any of the trades that are like Watson, Wilson, like that sort of thing, regardless of the list. But if the Jets are going to trade Sam Darnold and that's a second-round pick, you could do that and live with it, I think, if you're the Steelers. So that's one idea. And then after that, it's, you know, whoever, Jameis Winston, it's, you know, just the, whatever that middle group of quarterbacks is that are going to be out there available, nothing other than cash. Like, you could have tried any of that, but it's hard to, I think, say, even in a pretty dilapidated state, that Roethlisberger isn't better than any of those options.
Okay.
Probably even Darnold. I think anything they did, Haskins to me, by the way, was maybe them saying to Roethlisberger, you better be ready to take a pay cut because we're doing stuff. Like, we'll get a guy in here that was a high pick and we'll try that if you won't work with us. And, you know, he did. But anyway.
So you're the Steelers. Now, of course, opinions would vary on this. You're the Steelers. And think about what your alternatives were. Haskins, you really don't want to prop him up as the starting quarterback, I think. You don't want to try to have to sell that. If it happens, it happens. If it works, it works. But you're not trying to sell that. You're hoping to avoid having to sell that. Rudolph is mostly the same thing, I think. Darnold, you'd have to trade for him. And say the Jets want a second-round pick. Do you offer the Jets a second-round pick for Sam Darnold? Do you, Bulldog, offer him a second-round pick? Or the Jets for him?
I might try to get him for a third.
Okay, then you try to get him for a third, and they say no, and you're done. What about Winston? If Winston, I kind of like that. I'm probably sort of thinking of how Andrew is like that, and I think about
Same
Andrew
here. Yeah,
for this.
Yeah, Andrew liked that idea last year, didn't he?
Yeah. But he also I there is credibility. He liked Duquesne today, and they did win. So I might have been watching that closely, actually. So there's credibility. Anyway, so Winston, lots of range of opinions on Jameis Winston, but if I'm thinking about it, I might be trying for him, and what might the message be that I get? We're going to be in New Orleans.
Right.
I think this could be a clue that Winston like sort of reinforces that possibility to me. But you have to like Winston. And you have to think this works in a certain way where Roethlisberger wasn't just ironclad going back there. And that's what I think. It sounded like he wasn't. It sounded like it wasn't ironclad. Okay? So what other ideas are even possible that you'd like? Ryan Fitzpatrick is probably not worth it. You know? Don't you agree?
Yes.
And who else? Yes, Mariota's a trade. Like,
yeah. Look. That's how I just said it. I think all the guys we've been talking about, with the exception of Wilson and Watson, I'd say. And if I'm leaving anyone out of this, I apologize. I don't think Bridgewater, if he were to shake free because Carolina does Watson or Wilson or something, and then any of the guys that we've just mentioned here, I think I'd have a hard time. Even if you remove the emotional ties you have to Roethlisberger, which I know you want to say or would say like that's how you should do it, and maybe that is how most teams do it. I don't know, but like Roethlisberger, there's emotion there organizationally and certainly with the fan base. So you want to get someone who's at least as good, if not better, and that's really not available to you, and that. Sort of, I think, circles you back to, I guess we'll just do this again. Because if we can't upgrade, I don't want to, on my watch, whether this is the GM or ownership or Mike Tomlin or whomever, I don't want to, A, chase a legend out of town, and B, then replace him with someone who's clearly inferior. Even at this stage of Roethlisberger's career.
Or so, how about clearly not better?
Okay, sure. Clearly not better is a better way to say it.
You know, if they could get Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh, that makes it pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
As popular as Roethlisberger has been, if they can't, or Watson, if they end up at Darnold even, or maybe that's not even possible, right? Like, not everybody loves him. So if that one is maybe on its own, in own category, like, it depends on the price. Haskins is kind of like, well, he's not Darnold, but... He's sort of their young, maybe, rep on that roster. Anyway, that would seem to matter. Like, what else was Pittsburgh going to do? This all sounds like a team that cannot be the third best team in the AFC to me. Whatever this conclusion is, somebody else in the conference has to be above them. Because it maybe Roethlisberger is bad now. And maybe this is just, like, the best they could do. And so that doesn't sound like a great team.
No, and the case against Baltimore is what? Like, they're sort of, I mean, they progressed in that they won a playoff game this year, but they didn't, they were a higher seed in the playoffs last year than they were this year, and their passing game is still nowhere. Like, they can't really, you know, at a very high level anyway, a level as high as, like, the Bills or the Chiefs or other teams in the conference, they don't throw the ball. I mean, they move the ball, they score. But I don't know. I'd have a hard time, like, you know, anointing them for sure. Like, I think that's where I start anyway with they shouldn't be the three either, would be they don't throw it that well.
I would have to pick them. Because whether they throw it or not, I mean, they were first in the league in point differential 2 years in a row with whatever flaws they have. They can't be above the Bills. They played the Bills and they lost. They can't be above the Bills, but they have to be above the Titans. They have to be above the Colts with Wentz, I think. They have to be above the Browns. When have the Browns ever... The Browns almost beat them last year. It was the game of the year in the league, but they didn't. I think they have to be above... They went as far as the Browns. And otherwise, it is Pittsburgh, and I just don't think so. So I'll say Baltimore 3. Joe, what about you? Where are you on the third? Who's the third best team in the AFC?
The whole time I've been thinking about saying that it's Cleveland, because I respect them. I think they are trying to be the same thing the Ravens are, but they are more efficient at throwing the football. And I think there's more upside in that at the end of the day. I think the Ravens are capped by what they do. Like, they might have the best record. They could come out the third year in a row and have the best point differential, but when they show up to play Kansas City or Buffalo, I'm just never going to think that they have a chance. Because when they get down by 10, I don't think that they... I think they can only win in one way.
They did get down by 10 in Tennessee, didn't they?
They did. Like, first 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
They came back in that game. The Titans scored 3 points in the last three quarters, though.
The like, Bills...
You need a certain team to do that.
Bills game was winnable for Baltimore.
Yeah, it was there.
Like, they're goal to go for 10-10 in the third quarter. And that play happens, then Jackson goes out, and, you know, that... Baltimore still drove the field. At that point, they needed touchdowns and, you know, 17-3.
I feel like I need to see a commitment from them that they are going to try to get better at passing. And if their answer to that is to come back with the same offense and not try to get Kenny Golladay or Allen Robinson, I'm not going to trust it.
So you would put the Browns at three. Bulldog might,
I don't, I
he would
love
put the
that,
Steelers
though.
At three, and I would put the Ravens at three. They're all in the same division. That's good. Right? That's good. Nobody Poor for, Panthers. Like, Vegas?
No.
Or the Jets or Patriots? Or how about the Patriots? No.
It's got.
No. I mean,
Bulldogs
I mean,
list is the right list. That's the right list. Those five teams.
The team I would want to get to here is I think if
Titans.
I think if Houston trades Deshaun Watson, it will be to Miami, and then I would pick Miami.
You would.
Yeah. If the Dolphins got Deshaun Watson, they would be my pick. Right. And I would consider them the favorite.
Would you do that too?
I'd be really tempted to. Yeah.
Is Miami with Watson better than Houston with Watson has been? Which is a playoff team, but not a great team.
I think so. I think the Miami, the Miami defense, yes.
The coach.
Yeah.
Is that good?
I think so.
They would have to do other. I would need to see another upgrade at wide receiver from them, but I would expect that's coming in some fashion.
Especially if they make that move.
Yeah.
Right. If they go get Watson,
Jamar Chase.
They're shopping for big. Yeah. I mean,
no, but they would lose.
They might
have
to give up that.
That's right.
Yeah, they're going to give that pick up to get Watson. But still, I would think they would move heaven and earth to get. Well, hopefully, like if I'm them. My focus on spending a big amount of money on a running back in free agency changes to spending a big amount of money on a wide receiver in free agency.
Yeah.
If I get Deshaun Watson.
Watson and Allen Robinson. Or like that, some combination like that. Or they could just sit at 19 and pick Jalen Waddle. Like they could still pick a first round wide receiver. So they could do things.
Yeah, I would expect that.
All right.
So now we have four teams that could be the number three team in the AFC, and none of them is the Titans. Who were very good. They lost that playoff game, but they're probably that game away from being the choice here. If they close out the Ravens, are they the unanimous choice here? One game, which they lost by, I think, seven.
They might be, yeah. They might be. I mean, they did lose that game. They couldn't move the ball on the Ravens. I mean, and the Ravens are a strong, defensive team, so it's not. So they couldn't move the ball on, whoever, some weak.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Defense. But I still don't trust. I don't trust them. The Titans. I don't think that they are on that level.
Sounds like the Bills are in a pretty comfy position.
I think they are, yeah. You gotta not screw it up.
And if you like Wentz, you could say Indianapolis. I mean, they were a good team. You could say them if you like Wentz. I don't either. So I don't think I would. I don't like that move for them, but it's possible that works out.
They have so much money.
Colts.
Yeah, I saw they have like $70 million of cap space.
Sounds like they should be buying cards.
In a year where, you know, not a lot of contending teams have a lot of money to spend, and people around the league are talking about like it's going to be a bloodbath between now and the 17th with veterans getting cut because of the cap being what it is.
Well, you wonder how a team like that can take advantage of that. We'll see what they can come up with. They've got some young guys. I mean, a couple young receivers, second, third-year receivers. Taylor is young. So I'm not sure they're that needy. Maybe that's a team that should just go in on like one guy or two guys and load up. All right, so we're talking about the AFC here. We've got Sal Capaccio coming up at 4 Eastern. We'll get to hockey with the Sabres playing again tonight at the Islanders, pregame at 6. For your calls, 803-0550 is the number. Breaking down the AFC a little bit. Roethlisberger returning to Pittsburgh. You want to weigh in? Please do. That'd be Bulldog. We've done that before.
Had people weigh
in. Yeah, call in and talk about this the stuff we're talking about. So that'd be fine. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
I expect the Chicago Bears to at least take their shot here because a source told me Russell Wilson likes that they have an emerging offensive line, a good, solid offensive-minded coach in Matt Nagy, and they have an intriguing market in Chicago. So they'll call around on this. I keep hearing from the Seattle side, Seahawks are not going to deal him. They have nothing in the works. Russell Wilson himself does not expect to be dealt right now. But Wilson is watching the situation closely because he wants more in their push for a Super Bowl. He wants to see himself better protected, some future plans in place. If he doesn't feel like he's getting that in the next weeks or months, he could make this even more difficult up the ante publicly.
Well, I'm all conflicted, which I guess is the point. I guess the point of all these reports are to confuse and confuse you and leave you conflicted. Nobody's actually doing anything, but everybody's doing everything. And you have to just sort of, if I want the story, I'm conflicted because if I want the story, and I do, I want to think that Russell Wilson might be traded. It's fun to think about that. And I want to have these updates every day. But I'm going to have to settle for the fact that the reporters really just don't want to be blunt because that's risky. People are telling them things, and they have to. I know the feeling. It happens here. Somebody told you something, but you have to be careful with the information. You have to say it in a certain way that doesn't make it too obvious who told you, and sometimes exactly what it is they told you. So you end up talking in these circles, and they're not. He's available, but they're not shopping him. But maybe, but no, but he doesn't. Russell Wilson right now does not expect to be traded. Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes it sort of makes you feel, I don't know about you, I'll speak for myself. Sometimes it sort of makes me feel like, don't tell me this. I don't want to know this because it's going to create like roadblocks in my brain while I'm talking, and I'm just going to have to, like, I don't stop.
It's the worst.
That happens. Yeah.
It happened to me last week.
But same, yeah. But ultimately, I do prefer to know, but it can complicate things. And, you know, for this, like, I'm not on NFL Network, obviously, right? So no one's coming to me for what the latest is on Russell Wilson. I'm not talking to his agent. I'm over here, and from the minute he went on, was it the Dan Patrick show that he first went on and talked about how he wants to be traded. Like, I'm not gonna listen to Albert Breer or Ian Rappaport from now until the season starts about what is going to happen to him, because I think he's going to get traded. And everything that happens from now until that happens, when he gets traded, is just going to be noise and people with agendas trying to just get some version of their events out there and try to keep the player looking the best, the team looking the best. We're not chasing him out of town, whatever. He's not really dissatisfied with us. He loves it in Seattle. All noise. I see it, but I'm not taking any stock in it whatsoever.
If he wants, if he doesn't want to be traded, he should just say it. And if he doesn't say it, then he does. Will you guys stop it? I'm very happy playing for the Seahawks. Can we stop? That could be where this ends.
Mm-hmm.
If they're unable to make a deal for Wilson, I don't think it should be that hard. But if they end up not doing that, and Wilson, perhaps unlike Deshaun Watson, says, well, I'm going to make the best of it. We can win here. You know, I didn't get what I wanted, but okay. Then he probably says, I told you guys, I never really wanted to go. And that's when the story ends.
Mm-hmm. I think if he does, I believe he wants to go. And if the, you know, again, I'm telling you, on one hand, I'm ignoring all the noise. Wasn't there a report last week? 3 number one picks is the price?
Yeah.
And I mean, I just think, I hear that, and I know the list, right? He doesn't want to go to Carolina. Carolina's going to do everything they can to find a franchise quarterback. The owner said it. 3 number one picks for Russell Wilson? He's not so old that that's a bad idea to me. Like, I think a team like the Bears or the Panthers should have no trouble meeting that price. If it really exists out there, if that's the price, go pay it.
Yeah.
Shoot, if I'm the Steelers, I would have done that rather than bring Roethlisberger back at the, you know, just 3 number ones, sure.
I guess I have to say I want Chicago to do it. It's been such a quarterback wasteland. Let's see what happens with somebody we know is good with the Bears. I think I want that. New Orleans has been my idea for him, but it just doesn't, nobody's saying anything but Winston with the Saints. Like, it's just, there doesn't seem to be that much life with the Saint rumors. So, hey, speaking of quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield tweeted that he saw a UFO. Did you see that? He and his wife.
No, I did not catch that.
Baker Mayfield, who you know from commercials, Baker Mayfield said on Twitter he and his wife, almost 100% sure they saw a UFO. Hmm. And so, what do you think? Does that mean, like, is he a guy that, where you hear that, you're like, I guess that means there are UFOs. If Baker saw one, then that's a guy I trust? Or is he not quite at that level? Is there somebody at all who is at that level?
There are more quarterbacks I would trust more.
Yeah.
There are other quarterbacks.
He's not at the top of the list of quarterbacks on a ranking of who you would believe most when they said they saw a UFO. Right? Is that what you're saying, Joe?
Yes.
Who's number
exactly
one?
What I'm saying.
Who's number one? Dak.
Deshaun Watson.
Is there anybody in your life that if they told you they saw a UFO, you would be like, wow, I guess that means, not, you wouldn't judge the person, you would accept that means there are UFOs?
I think yes. I think so. I think, like, you would qualify
me?
As such a person.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot
of
pressure.
My wife, Jeremy.
Really?
That might be my list.
Really? Just guys who work here and your wife?
Yeah.
Wow, that is tremendous compliment.
These are, honestly, those three people are, like, my closest adult friends. Like, you, Jer, and my wife are my close.
What do you think of this, Joe? Bulldog is saying, if I told Bulldog that I saw a UFO, he would believe it. Like, he would believe that there are UFOs and that I saw one. Not be like, man, he must be drinking all the time. Not something like that.
I think I would believe you.
Really? Come on.
Yeah, I would believe you. Because you don't, I would strike me as Mr. Conspiracy Theory.
I would want to hear the story. I mean, you know, like exactly what you saw. And then I might wonder why you did not photographic evidence.
Every one of those stories is the same. It was a big flash of light. It's like Mayfield's story. It was a flash of light going downward. He saw. That's what he says. They're all the same, all those UFOs. Aren't they? Like, I just saw a big flash of light. Something that did not seem possibly to be a plane or a star. It had to be something else. So, therefore, it was a UFO. I'm ruling out every other possible air travel.
I don't know. I mean, a UFO doesn't have to be. A UFO technically is an unidentified flying object.
Yes.
Which means you can't identify it.
That's right.
So, like, there's, you know, drones and, like, there's just so much more possibility now.
That's right.
For that description. But I would believe you that you saw something that was not a, you know, you couldn't figure out what it was. Whether I would believe that means aliens were on Grand Island or not is another matter. But I would trust that you saw something really spectacularly weird in the sky. I guess I'm backing up a little bit.
It sounds like it. Yeah. It sounds like you're just not assuming the existence of UFOs because someone in your life that you trust and respect said that they saw one.
Yeah, is this person saying like what Mayfield said, the bright light, or is he saying like he saw the little green men?
No, he's not talking about little green men.
Was
he talking about
the ship? Did they probe him?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's not Riley Martin. He's talking about how he saw a big bright light in the sky and therefore I have no other explanation for it. UFO.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
It's not to me. Other things you could say are more insane. Right? Like, you kind of want your quarterback to be sort of from this world, right? You don't want him to be...
Yeah.
But other things are more insane than that. It's not the... It's a little crazy. In my opinion, anyway, it's a little crazy. But other things are crazier that he could have said. Whether it's conspiracy stuff, right? Whether that's... I mean, Pete Carroll has had his fun... I don't think it's fun, but... Has said some things about 9/11, right, Pete Carroll?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I have a harder time with that sort of thing.
I think I think maybe, yeah.
A UFO, yeah, not myself. Yeah.
UFO, you know, seems kind of harmless overall.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, yeah.
It's just sort of, they're kind of fun UFOs to think about.
Yeah, until they have that like giant Independence Day laser that blows up the planet or something.
Yeah, and then, you know, your last thought will be Baker was right or something. And
Right. Jeez, I thought these were cool.
Like, right. No chance to really sort of give him credit. No. Oh, it'll just be over at that point. Hey, we'll have Sal coming up at 4, and yesterday we had the Bills reportedly proposing a rule change that would affect when assistant coaches get interviewed and then hired after the regular season is over. We have a really interesting one from the Ravens today that has to do with overtime rules, and we'll talk about that with Sal. Before that, though, a little bit of hockey. I want to ask Joe about a highlight that I think he watched, something he saw from this highlight. So we'll do that. Not in the UFO category.
A highlight.
Don't worry. It might sound like it.
Like last night?
You'll see. You'll see. Not from last night. You'll see. I saw a thing today, and I wanted to ask you about it. So we'll do that, if that's not all too confusing. Stay tuned. Hopefully you'll like it. Sal coming up at 4. He's got a new take on tight ends for the Bills. We'll talk about Wilson, the Steelers, and also these rule change things as well. The franchise tag deadline is Tuesday, by the way. We might even be able to get into that with Sal. We won't have all day, but we will. We'll try. The Sabres and the Islanders tonight, pregame at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Especially in the low red zone. I mean the low red zone, guys. Inside the 10-yard line, I think Daboll is the best in the NFL in terms of play calling and setting up his players. The reason I bring up tight end, because I think with someone like Jonnu Smith, who I think has dynamic playmaking traits. Understand, Jonnu Smith, we can all go look at the numbers, right? You have to understand what type of offense he played in. That's a low-volume passing offense in Tennessee.
Matt Bowen, ESPN analyst, former Bill, on This Morning with Howard and Jeremy. Radio.com for all our past shows and interviews and articles. Use the app or go to WGR550.com. I didn't really present it very well earlier. Here's what I was thinking. On Twitter today, there's a clip of Wayne Gretzky's last ever goal against the Sabres. The account is Buffalo Archives, and there it was. Gretzky playing for the Rangers, scored on a slap shot against Dominik Hasek in the arena. 1997, maybe. And when I saw it, I saw it because the station retweeted it. I thought of Joe, because Joe tweets a lot of this kind of thing. Not Gretzky, necessarily, just sort of, you know, random clips of... I associate that with Joe, whether I'm right to or not. So I was going to ask, you know, you guys and Joe about, like, watching Gretzky. Because, I mean, it's been a long time now.
Yes. Yeah.
Gretzky scored 27 goals in his career against the Sabres. He scored one goal in his career against one team.
Atlanta.
Atlanta would count as Winnipeg, right? Oh, or no? Is that right?
No, the new Winnipeg.
The new Winnipeg, but Winnipeg went to Arizona.
Arizona. So according to Hockey Reference, he has 79 goals against Arizona. That's the Jets.
Yeah. Right.
The new Jets, Atlanta. So no, he doesn't have any against that franchise.
2000 would have been their first season.
So okay.
Oh, well, there you go. All right.
So it's a team that is older than that. Nashville. He played two games against Nashville. He had 8 points.
<That's insane. laughs>
But he had one goal and 7 assists in 2 career games against Nashville.
What so, were his expected goals, though?
I know, right? Probably a ton with that kind of point production. So did you happen to see this clip, Bulldog? Did you see it?
I passed by it. I did not really look at it.
Okay.
I saw Gretzky getting congratulated. I saw the camera cut to Hasek, but I did not like click on it and watch it. No.
So it's a slap shot from the left circle, just blasted over Hasek's left shoulder. And the Rangers, you know, they just do that little group celebration you see every time. But then Gretzky does not go to the bench. All the players don't just line up and go to the bench and just give those obligatory high fives.
Right. That's a pretty recent phenomenon is exactly what I want. But I don't know when it came in, but it's pretty recent.
I love that he doesn't. I hate that. It just seems so obligatory, so obvious, so meaningless of a gesture. Like every goal now, every level of hockey, Bulldog?
Oh, yeah. When I first started seeing it, was when Owen started playing youth hockey, and before he was a goalie. Like so, when he would, you know, that like there are our Bison teams, those Bison house teams, were the first hockey that he ever played. The kids did that, and maybe around that same time, this would have been like I don't know, 07, 08. Maybe we started seeing it in the NHL shortly thereafter. But the first time I ever saw it was when I started coaching youth hockey.
Well, how did these teams like Gretzky's Rangers ever bond when they didn't every single time go to the bench and give high fives after goals? I don't know how they ever did it.
Well, in those days, Mike, you could go to bars after games. That's probably
good point. Gretzky just goes right to the center circle and bends over to take the next draw after scoring that goal in 1997. Joe, do you ever watch Gretzky stuff?
Not as much recently, but I've watched like highlights of him before several times. I have to watch them to remind myself that it's not just like the era. Like sometimes I'll get caught up in, well, Connor McDavid's playing the best hockey anyone ever has. And then I'll be like, yeah, I should go watch some Gretzky or Lemieux highlights to not get swept up in that. So sometimes, but not a ton.
Just wonder what it looks like to young guys, what he looks like, you know?
He
doesn't, McDavid and Eichel in his way, like these are guys that they blow you away with their power when they're skating. You know, they just blow you away. Right, Bulldog? Like Gretzky was never that. Other players, like a Bure or somebody, other players were more like that then, but he's just not at all like that.
I think he's not the best player to appreciate just by watching highlight reels.
Yeah, maybe.
That's the way I think of him, because the numbers are insane. I bet you if I watched him game to game, I would have a different opinion than him when I just watch the highlights and be like, yeah, everything just looks slower.
Yeah. I've said this a few times, and I don't know, Joe, if I've ever said it to you or with you as a part of the conversation, but when I first heard about Gretzky and tried to see him probably on Canadian television that wasn't, you know, like a crystal clear, perfect picture, I think watching him and those Oilers teams then, I knew he was 99, but I was always confused. 11 looked like the flashier player. Messier looked like powerful, like just that. I thought that was the player that caught my attention when I would turn on Edmonton in those days. Like, I was drawn to Messier because of his speed and power, whereas Gretzky was more subtle, and I had trouble sort of as a kid watching that, like rectifying in my head, like that Gretzky is the guy everybody's talking about. This other guy's good, but like the legend of Messier really wasn't built yet. You know, he was still just kind of a guy on the team. And like Gretzky was this player that, you know, people were writing about and talking about. But when I first saw those teams play, I thought Messier was Gretzky.
Interesting, yeah. Yeah, Gretzky was on Letterman, you know? And Messier was too eventually, I'm sure. Well, again, that's just a clip making the rounds today, his last goal ever against the Sabres. He had 27 for his career, 56 assists in 55 games. Sal joins us next. There's some interesting rule change ideas going around. Pittsburgh keeps Ben Roethlisberger. That and more next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.